This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Calls up post again. The screen goes away from the screen. Now fade to his right, fires away. It's up and good! Curry with another three. The Warriors up 112-94.
Now, back to Steinie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Tim Roy on the call last night right here on 95.7 The Game. Warriors, they beat the Bucks 125-111. And let me just shout out the great Rich Michnin. We appreciate all your texts that you're paying money for. We really do.
So I'm asking the great Rich Michnin.
He wants the great Mitch. He's not a huge Kuminga fan,
right?
That much we know. But thank you for your support. Thank you for your support.
And they're gonna need the young fella. So I wonder why he's down on him.
I mean. Because Kuminga's a little bit polarizing. Yeah. Some people love him. Some people love him less. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's get into it. And let's Steve-O is in San Francisco. Get us started. What's up, Steve-O?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Love the show every day.
Cool.
So I was part of the group that was like, we need a big, we're taking shots at Markkanen, we're taking the shots at KD. And the key for the whole thing, for me, has always been Steph's got to run less. We're running him ragged. He's running through three screens just to get open. We got to find a way to slow the game down just a touch so that he's not exhausted. It's an 82-game season, and I didn't think we needed Butler, and lo and behold, I've been proven wrong. I think he's a great fit, slows the game down a little bit for Steph, and the cream on top is we've got this guy Post who came out of who knows where, Boston College, and I've seen him live. I've seen him on TV. He's still getting his feet. He's still got to let the game slow down a little bit. But he's dropping threes and he's getting big rebounds. He's got to work on the defense a little bit. That's what Loon is for. The team is coming together so nicely. I hope we can keep it going for the rest of the season.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Steve-O. And one thing Post has done, he's knocked Trayce Jackson-Davis out of the rotation. And clearly, Steve Kerr likes Post's skill set. He stretches the floor. Defensively, look, the teams are going to go at him, but he looks like he has a competitive streak, which is huge as far as I'm concerned. So if Post is as competitive as he looks like he is when he's playing, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Because he's different than Trace Jackson Davis.
Yeah, made a little move yesterday when they tried to jump out at him, Stani, set his feet, and another three, man. I was just like, you could just tell what he was doing in Santa Cruz. He was filling them up. He was putting up numbers. And I just love when you see a young player that meets the moment in regard, and I always give Moody that credit. Even when the ball doesn't go in, he's figured out I'm letting it fly, and that's what Post is doing.
Let's go to John in Berkeley. Hey, John, how you doing, man? What's going on?
Hey, I'm doing good. A little two-game winning streak.
Yeah.
Just want to point something out. You know, we, you know, Andrew Wiggins was back to, you know, kind of peak Wiggins this last year. He's been playing well, hitting his free throws and stuff, but let's face it, he's not a very good ball handler, and he's not a very good passer, and that made the offense that much more belabored, and like the last caller said, Steph is getting run down. Butler comes in there, and he's a creator. He's a playmaker, and he, you know, exudes confidence. He slows the game. He makes everybody better, especially the secondary ball handlers like Podge and Moody and even Buddy, although Buddy still kills us with his passing. But I want to also point out that I think Butler's going to unlock Kuminga. I mean, Butler is the kind of guy who will go to the rack, go to the hole, draw all kinds of attention, and then he'll make the right pass, unlike Wiggins, who will kind of fumble the ball out of bounds every third time and that kind of thing. I mean, Butler is an alpha, and if he plays like he played 2 years ago in the postseason for Miami, Warriors might surprise some people. I mean, whether they can actually win a title is still pretty much of a long shot, I think. But, man, great trade, bold move, I'm here for it, man. Let's bring it on. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, appreciate the call, John. Yeah. We believe they're 2-0 with Jimmy Butler.
Did you put that on your Twitter? You should have plastered it.
I'm deactivating Twitter.
You, for what?
Why would I want to be on Twitter?
You sound like Durant right now.
No, he's on Twitter.
Well, the few different ways. What happened for you to say I'm out? Deactivate. It hurts the show?
Yeah, how does it
hurt the show?
When Evan tweets out something profound, I said, well, and it just hashtags out of you. It's tiny and little tiny writing. I hate it.
About you.
Wow, Evan.
When we send something to you, Stani, we need you to be able to go to Twitter to see what we're talking about.
There we go.
So do it for us.
Somebody pissed you off.
Oh.
You ran off. You had 56,000 followers. You just...
Now I got about 48.
I don't like that. People let down, man.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what.
48 people get to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you weren't here yesterday, I made a great analogy between this team and We Believe.
Evan.
And as long as people say that they're not into it, I'm going to jam it down your freaking throats.
No, I got where you were going. Yeah. You just could have left off We Believe.
No, that's who it is. You think this team's going to go further than We Believe? Answer the question.
It's different.
Answer the question.
There's no Cinderellas here, man. There are no Harringtons.
Are they going to go further
and
than
guys
the We
that
Believe
have been
team?
Doubted. These are champions. So you could
they
have
are champions,
it differently.
But they haven't made the playoffs. They haven't made the playoffs since 2023.
All right. So Steph's
they've
Baron
been a,
Davis
they've
now.
Been a downtrodden right. franchise for
oh,
the last
man.
Year and a half.
I didn't know how
now
to
Now they
tell
got
you.
Their Baron Davis back in the form of Jimmy Butler. And they got to go on a run to get into the playoffs.
Well, who's Curry
then? It's the same.
If Butler's Baron,
he's Baron
Davis.
Davis.
Well, no, you just said Butler's Baron.
Well,
who's
Butler,
Curry?
But no, it's not about that. It's about the fact that they got to get it going, and they got Jimmy Buckets. That other team had Baron Davis. Same
I'm here
thing.
For you. I'm
same
here for
thing.
You.
Steiny,
yeah.
I'm looking at the post because I tweeted it out. I think it's a solid comparison.
Yeah.
No one responded to it. Who are you yelling at?
And how did
that
miss you?
Because I don't have any followers.
Oh, boy. It's your fault. I tell you what, that last caller was on to something.
By the way, half the people criticizing it, you weren't even around. You don't even know what I'm talking about.
We're
you,
waiting on the dot.
You infants.
Let me say this.
Yeah.
I know Evan said, "Goo, that's a long honeymoon time yesterday when I talked about a month or whatnot, 30 days, and I get it. But right now, wouldn't you say everything is A-OK and the rat on the table brought to you by ATCO is how can Butler and Kuminga, can they make music together? because Wiggins and Butler, Kuminga couldn't. I hated it. Kurt kept trying. I loved him for that. But that's the one thing. I know it's two games, partner. That's the big question. It just is.
I actually don't think it's the big question.
Ooh.
I'm sorry.
Health?
It's like I hate to say it, but Kuminga's a condiment on this team now. Like, he's coming back to a different team than he left. When he left this team, they were putting the ball in his hands.
You're right, Stoney.
There's no way they can do that. Hey, by the way, Otis Bird, you're my man.
I love him.
Otis Bird said, good comparison. Warriors were 16. They were 26-35 back in 2007. They were mired. They were mired in muck. Just like this Warrior team. Everyone's like, oh, yeah. Who are the people that are saying, they need a spark. They need something. They look flat. Well, it looked exactly like the 2007 team. Yes,
crash
sir.
Out Kings, Donnie. How dare you, Kuminga? Guess he missed a typo. How dare you? Kuminga's our future. Yeah, well, we don't know.
He might be the future, but that doesn't mean
he might
mean
not, too. And I want him here, but he might not.
That doesn't mean his role's not going to change. It's got to change.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to Kathy in Piedmont.
Hey,
Kathy. She wants to talk about JK.
Hi. I exactly wanted to talk about Kuminga, where you think he'll fit. Now, you just said he's a condiment. How will he take to that? Is he going to come off? I assume he'll come off the bench. What are your thoughts about how he'll impact the game, how he'll work with the new lineup, and how do we best use him?
Thanks for the call. No.
Kathy, is that a question or?
It's a question. How do you think we'd best use him? What impact do you think he will have?
You.
How well will he work with the new lineup?
I got you. It's a great question. It's a great question, and I think we're about to see how much the Warriors prioritize Kuminga. I mean, he will have been out for about 6 or 8 weeks.
That's a man.
They got a new player in
missed
here.
Missed 18 games, man.
Who takes shots. So, this is all going to be on Kuminga.
But
it just is. He's going to have to do exactly what Kerr wants. Or, I don't know. I wouldn't want to be, well, of course I would. But that's a great question, Kathy. I don't know.
I'll tell Kathy, I want him right back in the starting lineup, and I know that might not happen. But, Stoney, what if I told you I'm turning to you here? You always talk about these guys' age, and Jimmy is 35, and he talked about the first 5 minutes of the game against Chicago. He was gassed. We didn't know it. But the bottom line is, to me, Kuminga represents rest. If this young fella is what he was at his highest powers before he left, Kuminga, you represent rest for the OGs. So when you're trying to get yours or play team basketball, it's going to be one. They need it. So I'm looking at Jimmy Butler like he's doing all this and having this impact, and yet Kuminga hadn't even been there, the young fella. And if the young fella is on, I feel like he can spell Curry like Butler spelled Curry when he's in there in the non-Steph minutes, and we could kind of see that to where Jimmy, Stoney, we know he can carry the load, but, man, Kuminga could ease that load if he's on.
Yeah, I mean, this is what...
That's how I look at Kuminga and get excited about it.
This is what a coach is supposed to do. He's got to figure out a way to bring Kuminga back into the fold and have him impact the team in a positive way. And it's not, you know, it's not easy.
Mm.
It's not going to be easy. I mean, Kuminga had a pretty strong role when he left here with injury. Let's go to Tom's in Sonoma. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Steiny. Hey, Guru.
Hey,
how you guys doing today, man?
All right, baby.
Hey, number one show in the nation, 95.7.
There he
Steiny
is.
And Guru, baby. Hey, so let me say, I was against this trade, man, because I thought we'd give up too much assets, and we really didn't give up that much. We only gave up Wiggins, so I'll take that back. I feel Jimmy, the spacing on the floor is huge. Him shooting in the post and the paint has opened the game up. He's He's an N1 machine, man. That's what I got to say. And the other thing is, Jimmy don't have a ring, man. That's his destiny. If he needs a ring for his legacy. And that's why he wanted to come to a competitor or a dynasty. But, guys, let's talk about Post. I love the kid. I think he's great. But I think they're putting a lot on him to go into playoffs and be dominant. You know, when you play the playoffs, man, the speed is twice as fast. Everything's moving. I still feel we need a guy that's, a big guy that's can hit, two-way player. You know, a good two-way player. Not great, not above average. But we still need one more guy. And I hope management sees that and grabs it, because we'll be in trouble if we get in the playoffs and we can't go farther than sixth spot. All right, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
Now, you bit my head off, the radio version of it, when I said Kuminga could be a young Kawhi before Kawhi had his superpowers. But I'm just saying, when you had Ginobili, you had Parker, you had Duncan, Stani, now you got Butler, Dre, Steph, and now you got this young, I'll call him assassin, that's kind of, hadn't even hit his prime yet. So I'm eager to see how Kuminga fits, but I think this is a great opportunity for him. Another one.
Yeah, look,
that's all.
I'm not making any judgment on Kuminga's game. I'm not saying anything about his game. We've all watched his game for 4 years. I'm just saying, if I throw it out to Warrior fans, I'll bet you I know what they're going to say, and it's going to be no. What I'd ask them is, well, you think Kuminga's going to come right back into the starting lineup? Mm. I mean, we've seen how Kerr has used Kuminga, and now he's got to figure it out again with Kuminga in an entirely different situation. Like, that's on Kerr. It is on Kerr to figure out, and I don't care if Kuminga doesn't average as much as he averaged before. Mm-hmm. I don't care about any of that stuff. It's the eye test. And it's up to Steve Kerr to get Kuminga integrated into this team, either as a starter or as a guy coming off the bench. But he's got to make Kuminga's impact positive. Or he's got to allow, Kuminga to play in stretches. And that's what he's paid to do, essentially.
Yeah, I'm looking at pods. Stani did not start, ended up with 32 minutes. So, I know it's about not who starts, who finishes, but the bottom line is 32 minutes for pods, that gives any player more, than a chance to have an imprint on said game that night. So I don't see how we can't, be watching Kuminga for 25 to 30 when he comes back. I know that was a serious injury, Stoney. He's been out a while.
Yeah. Let's go to Ray in Watsonville. Hey, Ray, how you doing?
Hey, guys. Love the show always.
Thank you.
Hey, couple of quick things. I am cautiously optimistic that Jimmy is a good fit for us, and I'm gonna wait a couple more games. But everything that I've seen up to this point, man, just gives me a lot of hope that we can get up to the sixth seed. But only think about it, we're only three games separating 11 to 7. I mean, we can do that. Hey, quickly, one of the things. How old is Jimmy? Is he 35?
Yeah, 35.
Okay, think about this. Remember the game last night? He's not afraid to get on the floor, right? And grab the ball and kick it out. And I don't know if you remember that sequence, but man, it was,
I do actually.
Show me he's not afraid to get on the floor, and I think that's going to inspire other guys around him. Hey, this guy that's old getting on the floor, Kuminga, I think he's going to benefit from it. I think that I'm looking at Kuminga as somebody that we got at the trade deadline. That's what I'm looking at.
That's not.
I'm thinking that once we install him into the lineup, I think it's just going to take off. And I think his mindset's going to be a lot different than it was last year when he was kind of pouting because of things that went wrong. But Jimmy getting for the free throw line, right? I mean, think about that. 28 times in the last two games. And what I like about it is that whenever we went to the free throw line, I don't know about you guys, but I was wondering if we were going to make them, right?
Right.
And it's something about slowing down the game. But if you're slowing down the game, you're not making any points. I mean, that's just frustrating. And I think what Curry's saying is that, hey, when he's going to the line, Jimmy is slowing down the game. It's making his legs a lot, getting a lot of rest, and it's just going to benefit him down the road.
Yeah. Thanks, Ray. Appreciate the call, man.
No doubt. And I call the free throws, Donnie, body punches. I mean, if you can use that way to score, because, again, last night, I mean, they didn't shoot it well, but they hustled, they played, 16 steals, forced 20 turnovers. They did all the other intangibles, man, and put up 132 points.
I'll tell you the one thing that I saw last night, too. Tell me if you saw the same thing.
All right, here we go.
It harkened back to the glory years. They got some points last night off chaos.
Oh.
And they haven't been doing that a lot the last year or two. But last night, it felt like they had about three plays where a ball came loose.
Five
they had
shots.
Nothing going. And boom, the ball comes out. Pass to Curry, three. Like, at least two or three of those.
Post keeps it alive. It was like ping pong, man.
Exactly. Let's go to Austin's in Redwood City. Hey, Austin, what's going on, man?
Let's see if he's fired up. He was down on the trade.
Hey, nothing much. Hey, I still don't like Jimmy G. Not Jimmy G, but Jimmy Butler for the Warriors. It's just something about him that ticks me off. He just a ticking bomb, man. It's going to take somebody on the Warriors team to piss him off and be like, I'm done. I don't want to be here. Like I said before, he took Marshawn Lynch's place. I'm just here so I won't get paid, so I won't get fined. But with that being said, if Kuminga do come back, I'm looking for Jimmy Butler to play that Iguodala role off the bench, and Kuminga be starting, you know, and going after the little things. When he first came in the league as a rookie, he was fighting for the ball, diving for the ball, making his name known. So I'm looking for that Kuminga. You know,
well, Austin, I love you, but you need to prepare yourself. Butler's gonna start, man.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but you know how they won the championship the first time when Iguodala got on the team, man. He took one for the team and started coming off the bench, even though he was a legitimate starter still. Mm. So to keep Kuminga and the Warriors going in the right direction, I think that should happen.
All right, appreciate the call. It's probably not. Don't forget, too, people will get on me for this, but I'm going to say it. Iguodala went to the bench for Harrison Barnes, who's a far more polished player than Jonathan Kuminga.
Mm-hmm.
And
facts.
Maybe that's maybe that has something to do with, what's going on. Why, I don't know, what did he say? Bring Butler off the bench?
Yeah.
What he also wasn't the second best player on the team.
Who?
Iguodala.
Did he say that?
No, I'm saying Jimmy Butler is the second best player on your team currently.
I got you. Butler hasn't come off the bench in.
No, that's how you piss him off.
Since 2012.
Yeah.
So
I think
it's time.
It's safe to say. Wow.
Yeah, I think Jimmy Butler's going to be in the starting lineup.
I'm with you.
25, 27, 60, 64. Yeah. I mean, he hasn't come off the bench. Oh, that's wrong. 2016, he started 75 out of 76 games.
Mm.
I wonder what happened.
Tibbs.
Probably suspended. Well, he's probably suspended that game. You don't like when I do that.
No, I'm not, because I know you're joshing. But, Stoney, 17 more field goal attempts the Warriors took than Milwaukee. And, again, I just really feel like if it was pre-Butler, if you ain't hitting from deep, we're done. And now I just feel like, man, that's it, we're just getting started. This team has diversified its portfolio.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Again, the Warriors, great start with Jimmy Butler. They're 2-0. Do you think this is sustainable? I mean, and the skeptics, are you starting to think, huh? I'm a skeptic. Am I going, huh? Maybe, but it's early, and we'll see. 888-957-9570. Don't forget, coming up in the 12 o'clock hour, your chance to play Knockout at Chase Center. Listen during the 12 o'clock hour, and I'm going to give you a keyword. And then when you hear a sounder, you're going to call in and give the keyword, and you're going to be able to play Knockout at Shea Center with Guru and a bunch of the people from the staff. And somebody's got to take Mark Grandy's title from him.
We will.
Because he's...
It's a free throw. I'm making them.
Your career free throw percentage is zero.
Wow, I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
By the way, it's for the listeners. Like why did Grandy win it last year?
Why did Guru?
What a selfish. You sound like a little hater.
Why did Guru
right
even
there?
Participate?
There's an I in Grandy, I know, but...
That's the fun of it. The fan meets the host. And we ball.
Okay. He got... All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. I'm going to get to some of this sound. We're going to talk more about the Warriors and what they still may need to improve on, what they're doing well. Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. That segment also brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
Flips the ball to Trent Jr. His pass intercepted by Butler. Casual pass by Trent. Down to Pajemski. Pass over to Post. He'll take a dribble. It's another three. Yes! Timeout, Milwaukee. Doc Rivers calls time because the postman always rings twice.
This is Tim Roy, and you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
T-Roy! The postman!
Was that a three he made or a two? Yeah, shouldn't you say? I mean,
rings twice because that was the second one.
Right, and that's a movie with Jack Nicholson. The postman always rings twice, but.
One flew over the cuckoo's nest, too.
He's technically making a three, though, isn't he? See what I'm saying?
But he did it twice.
Oh. I got you. All right. Quentin Post making threes. He's 7 for 11 in the last two games. Up to that point, since he's been playing, he was 16 for 43, which is, 36-ish. But the last two games, he's been 7 for 11. So he keeps shooting like that. He gives him another dimension. That's for sure.
Hey, real quick here, Stoney, during the break, I was thinking what you said about Draymond, and I've seen it, just that anger. And I'm thinking... You think when they go small, like they started the game yesterday, he was at 5. You think he hates that?
Well, he doesn't like to play a lot.
Yeah, he told us as much.
But I don't know. I mean, I feel like Draymond's been really walking the edge the last 5 or 6 games. He got a T last night. Got a T the other night,
too. Had 5 steals. 5 assists.
Steve Kerr on last night's... On last night's game, what did he see? What are his thoughts?
The possession battle. I mean, we got 17 more shots than they did. 3 more free throws. Almost impossible to lose a game where you get that many more possessions and attempts. So, love the defensive aggressiveness. And about the only thing I could complain about in the game is the fouls in the third quarter. That's what allowed them to get back in it. I think they drew 3 fouls in the first minute or two of the third quarter, and that kind of changed the game. But our guys responded really well and played fantastic fourth quarter.
Damian Lillard had 10 turnovers last night.
Yikes.
10!
Yeah.
And the Bucks had 20. And the Warriors taking care of the ball. I mean, they get 17 more shots than the opposition.
Man.
Chances are they're going to...
And 9 turnovers.
Cheesy money, I know.
What?
The Nicholson postman always rings twice was a remake. But I love you, GZ Money, but the kids don't know that.
Yeah.
Let's go to the coach. The coach in Vallejo. What's up, coach?
Our man. I know he missed a Kuminga.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I love the show. And, yeah, you're right, Goo. I think one thing we can agree upon is that Kuminga is scrutinized more than any player on the Warriors.
Mm.
And that in itself is unfair, Draymond could make 5 turnovers and score 2 points and play 35 minutes. and someone will say a great game. Kuminga make one turnover. All he needs, he can't dribble. He's got low IQ. So I'm a little tired of that. But what I think should happen is that Kerr needs to play both Kuminga and Butler together.
Yes.
Jimmy handles the ball. He handles the ball well enough to play the two. And if he starts out with Butler, Kuminga, Draymond, and Steph, I mean, that's going to be a powerhouse start off. And no more slow starts.
Yeah.
Kuminga is, he's a better three-point shooter than Jimmy Butler. I mean, the game he got hurt, he was 3-for-3 from the three-point line. And if you look at his last five games, he's shooting over 40% from the three-point line. So that was even coming around. So I think we need to cut Kuminga some slack. He's a great young ball player. He's ready now.
Coach.
It's Draymond.
Coach. I'm with you, Coach. Yeah. Coach. Uh-huh. You got to, like,
yeah.
You got to tell that to Steve Kerr. You know what I mean? I mean, who
You're
knows?
Right,
who knows how Steve Kerr's going to use Jonathan Kuminga when he comes back? Like, I have no idea. Do you?
You know what? And that's what scares me. And what scares me even more than that, look how far Moody is going to get shuffled down the line when Kuminga comes back. You know? Moody was the key to the game last night. Moody played 31, 32 minutes. He was all over the place. He was unselfish. He was had a lot to do with, Lillard's 10 turnovers. So that's going to even happen because his love for Pods, okay, is what's going to be the downfall of the Warriors. His love for Pods.
Mm. Well, thanks, Coach.
I'm with you,
Appreciate
Coach.
It.
Yes, Donnie, I'm all about good starts and, again, we're going to find out how they can coexist, but Kuminga is like what? I want to call it a benefit or a luxury for these older guys to be able to, okay, yeah, I don't need to take a breather per se, but we can give it to a guy that could take over the game for 8 to 10 minutes, you know, at different junctures of the game. And Kuminga, pre-injury, was doing that. So, Steiny, I hate the ideal. I get it, but you're just – trying to tell Coach and Vallejo, prepare for Steve Kerr to maybe bring him off the bench, but I'm hoping that we see him start so we can see if what we got with that starting five.
Yeah, I would be shocked if Steve Kerr runs out a lineup with Butler, Kuminga, Green. I guess if you have Post.
I was just going to say
but
that.
That's still not a lot of three-point shooting. But we'll see. The other thing I was thinking about, and tell me what you think about this. You know, at the end of the dynasty, after 2022, we talked a lot about how there seemed to be a separation on this team between the young guys and the veterans. It just, you know, we've talked about it for years, how... and some people believe, you know, the veterans have been pretty tough on the young kids, and Steve Kerr always leans to the veteran rather than the young player. And the one thing I did think when they made the trade for Butler is, you know, they widened that gap a little bit more again with the rookie, with the young players and the old players. And, you know, the older players now, they have to be more willing to let these young players develop. And that's the part that I also want to see play out, is what happens to the younger players on the team when the games start getting really important and Steve Kerr goes to the lineups that he feels the most safe with. Then what happens to Pods? What happens to Moses Moody? What happens to Kuminga? Like, those are big. Those are big things for me.
Yeah, and you've been lobbying for it. Don't let me speak for you, but you wanted these youngsters to get playoff experience, and that's why last year hurt when you didn't get that. But I will say, we've heard Draymond Green saying to the microphone, he should have been a better mentor or an OG to guys like Kuminga, and I feel like they've worked on that. But when you look at this team and this bench, Donnie, outside of Kevon Looney and GP2, it's filtered with youngsters, so it's almost like, you know, that's part of your DNA.
Don't forget Gary Payton.
Yeah, that's what I said, GP2.
Oh.
So him and Looney, you know, got that experience. But outside of that, and it's going to be more than that, you know, Moody's not there yet, but he's got experience. I'm just excited, and this is the part that tickles me, man, that I like watching. You could call me a sucker, Stoney. I'm watching Jimmy Butler when one of the young guys goes to the floor, and he goes and picks him up. And that can be all the product of I'm at a new place, I'm putting my best foot forward, being a good teammate. You know, a youngster makes a bad pass, and I'm watching Butler's mannerisms. And to me, they just fall under, Stoney. Not leadership, but I'm a steward. It's all good. I'm here for you, and I'm a leader. And this could all be what Evan talked about, and I brought up yesterday, the honeymoon stage. But I like that stuff. I think it, and again, I keep calling him a connector because he did it in Miami. Now he's doing it in the Bay with a lot of younger guys. But it's imperative that that relationship gets seasoned right away. And I think you could do that implementing Kuminga into the starting lineup when he's ready.
888-957-9570 is the number. We got two more games to go till the All-Star break, and then hopefully Kuminga, he'll start practicing after the break, and then we'll eventually work him in. But if you're a Warrior fan right now, and you see the way this team's playing, and let's just say they play two more pretty good games on Wednesday and Thursday, how do you guys want to see Steve Kerr deal with Kuminga when he comes back? You know, I see it. I see whatever happens developing very slowly with Kuminga. But I, you know, the other thing is, do you put Kuminga back in the starting lineup when he's missed the last? It's going to be close to 2 months.
Man,
it feels like so
sprained ankle.
That's another reason I think you got to bring him off the bench.
Would you, if you were in his camp or a friend of Kuminga's? Let's be real here, Stoney. Would you say it's a good or bad thing? I'm talking individuality here. That Jimmy Butler came to this team in regard to Kuminga's piece of the pie or the team dependent on him. I think that's been altered a lot. Because when he left, Stoney, Steph was saying it, Dre was saying it, and Kerr was basically saying, hey, kid, this is yours, man. We need you more now than ever. And you brought up that point to start the show. I'm just wondering how much that has naturally changed with now another alpha male here.
I mean, Butler has the ball way more than Wiggins had it. So Kuminga's going to have to deal with that. But then again, Butler can make far more plays than Andrew Wiggins.
And that could be Kuminga.
Like, this is kind of what I've always meant. And just give me the victory lap here. For 3 years, I've said, you know, Wiggins isn't a great passer. He doesn't make passes off the dribble. And now, after watching Jimmy Butler, I hope you see what I'm talking about.
No, well,
I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah, we call that playmaker.
That's
we
huge.
Love Wiggs.
Right.
Yeah,
Wiggins was never a playmaker.
I got it.
He was never he couldn't make a play for somebody else.
Just think about that. I don't want to call it a luxury, but man, I guess I can. But that's just another facet that's opened up your offense. Jimmy Butler was 4 of 12, Stoney, but got 12 of his 20 points at the free throw line. Come on, man. 9 rebounds? 4 steals? Like, we know who he was, and I think he still is that.
All right. Who do you want to hear, Brian Windhorst or Monica McNutt?
Let's go McNutt.
All right. What do you think of the Warriors after the trade deadline?
Still have questions about how this team is going to be able to defend. When the Lakers won, I believe in the early 2000s, like, teams that are outside of that top 10 in terms of defensive rating typically don't get it done. We've only had 3 champions since like 96. So I just, there's a lot of enthusiasm here, and I get it. I do think if they get through the play-in or they're an early team in the first round, because of their veteran chops and their experience between playoff Jimmy and between supernova Stephen Curry, a gold medalist, Olympic champion, what we saw him do this summer, you probably are like, don't love this matchup because you have the appropriate amount of respect. But overall, I don't see them as a contender right now.
All right, Monica McNutt does not see them
Williams. Oh,
as a contender.
And Stephen A., that's 3 guys. Remember, he was like, this don't move the needle at all.
I mean,
all right, stand over there, yo. We'll see.
But see, this is where people got to get out of their feels. I mean, they're not a contender right now.
No doubt.
They might be in 3 weeks.
But there are
no
playoffs right now. But if you go to the ledger, the standings, you are correct.
Right.
But I'm going Buffalo, Springfield. Something's happening here, Stani. We'll see.
All right. And yes, they've gotten off to a great start in Jimmy Butler's first two games, but.
And I got to say this. What do we normally do in the NBA since Scotty and Mike, and even before, Malone and Stockton? Now with this acquisition, Stani, if I say Butler or Curry, I'll put that up to any other duo in the league. Now, it's not a two-on-two tournament. No, let's see it. I feel better about it when before it was just Curry, and then the other answer was by committee. Now you got Butler, Jimmy Buckets, playoff Jimmy. Monica just said it. And the chef, like, I sleep better just thinking about those two in the starting lineup, and you're going to add possibly Kuminga to that.
888-957-9570 is the number. Jimmy Butler has gotten the Warriors over 500, and they wrap up the first half of the season before the All-Star break this weekend, which is here.
Yeah.
When are we doing our show?
Tomorrow at Splash.
Oh, we're not coming in here tomorrow.
Nah.
Oh, boy.
Unless you want to.
No.
Evan and I got it.
Let's go to Antonio in Oakland. What's up, A? How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. You know, 2-0 Jimmy Buckets. You know, the Warriors, man, when they get Kuminga back, oh, man, it's going to be like all gravy, man, because any of them guys, Steph, Butler, Kuminga, they could be the number one option on any given night, and they're all different. You know, Steph, three-point shot. He's like a kind of like a great route runner in the NFL. You know, Kuminga, all that speed. He's like a fast receiver, a stretch-the-field receiver. And then Jimmy Butler, the way he plays, that physicalness and getting to the free throw line, he's like a yak receiver, kind of like a 49 receiver, you know? So, hey, man, it's all gravy when they come back. Podzinski is a fourth option. Quinn Post, when you got Quinn Post or a seven-footer with back into step-back threes as your sixth option, it's pretty damn great.
So where do you think they're...
Nobody wants to see us.
Nobody wants to see
us? That's not like us, but nobody wants to see us. That's where I'm at, Antonio.
Yeah, appreciate the call. I don't know if you remember, you all used that line last year.
Ernie Chavez will help us out. I do not remember.
Of course.
I mean, at what juncture were we... I was petrified last year.
They went 27-12 the second half of the season. You're damn right people were thinking they were going to be dangerous.
They lost to Sac.
I mean, they were 19-24, and they finished with 46 wins. So they were rolling the second half of last season. But they couldn't get out of the play-in game. And that's why Steve Kerr wants to get to 6. Because they want to avoid that.
Yeah,
they want to avoid
that. And you've gotten better with this acquisition, man.
And you know what's funny is I don't know how you feel about it. And I guess maybe you feel better with Butler. But when you say, boy, you know, Warriors are going to play in a play-in game. I get it. It's better to have Butler than Wiggins, but man, still one game.
But that,
you don't play well, you're done.
And this
they got to try to avoid
no doubt
that.
About it. And they had no luck in it since its inception. But I'll tell you this, Donnie, the game is not predicated on how I feel. But now that we got Jimmy Buckets in that one game, if that's what's in their future, Stani, my gosh, it's night and day on the mental fortitude that Jimmy Butler will be able to sprinkle and bring into this locker room, if not already. Aspect of being able to go down low and get fouls. The Warriors didn't have that last year at Sacramento,
I got to tell you,
man.
You are head over heels right now. But and you're talking about this team glowingly. So how good are they? How far can they go? Because you're talking about them like they're gonna be in the Western Conference Finals.
And why I'm slow on my Jets, I'm looking dead at you, Stani. Why I'm slow on my Jets, and that text DeBonte bounced right back to me is, I don't want to be that guy to not let you think I'm misunderstanding how big of a mountain it is to climb to get to that series. But I think they're loaded. They're going to get Kuminga back. And when they get there, that's when I think the Western Conference will be on notice. Stani,
okay.
We're talking about
right.
two.
Okay.
You asked me.
I know I did. I know I did.
And what if I told you, what word am I looking for? I think it's forming into a, oh boy, whoever plays the Warriors in that seven-game series, it's not going to be easy. I'm not saying
they gotta get a seven game series, first of all.
And that's why I like this start. I know it's Milwaukee and Chicago. I think, Evan, if you can help me out with that great stat about the second half, how many top seeds they see on, you know, the rest of the stretch in regard to the regular season, it's not a lot. So kind of the hard work is kind of behind them. So if they can stack wins.
No, it's not. The hard work's not behind them when they're in 10th place. The hard work is ahead of them, I think. And Kuminga's coming back. It's up to Steve Kerr to
But if you were
Kuminga,
the coach, you would bring him off the
bring him off the bench. I just don't think that lineup has enough shooting at all.
Well, he was coming off the bench.
Right. Guru wants him to start. That's all.
No, he's done both, but yeah, Evan is right. Before he got hurt, he was coming off the bench.
Right.
I'm just saying now, with the acquisition of Jimmy, wouldn't you bolster your starting lineup by putting him in there?
I would be surprised. That's all I'm saying. I would be very
surprised. I love the lineup of posted five, and I'm being real. Posted five, Dre at four, Kuminga at three, Jimmy at two, and Steph at one.
Well, that's not Steve Kerr's type of lineup. Steve Kerr is going to – I think he'll use Hield at two. But, like, I don't see enough shooting with that starting five. But I don't know what Kerr's going to do. That's what he's got to figure out. He's got to figure out what Kuminga's best role is on this team.
Well,
maybe
you had 11
coming off the bench.
You had 11 3-point attempts from the bench yesterday, Steining. You end up hoisting 45 of them, and Butler only took two of them. So you figure what? Kuminga shoots about 4 to 6 a game.
I don't know. What's he averaging?
But my point is, like, I feel like 45 is enough.
What do you mean?
The field goal attempts, like, you're still going to get that fed. It's about how many you make. But now if the dynamic of your team has changed, you're not a slave to, if we don't shoot 40% from three, we're done.
Kuminga shoots 3.6 threes a game. Wow. At least that's this year. And he's shooting 34.5%. So it's a matter of how Steve Kerr wants to bring him back. And you know what? I mean, he still may be out another 3 weeks if you include the All-Star break.
I don't
want
to share that, man. Like, so, this was a serious sprained ankle.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors 2-0 with Jimmy Butler. Has your outlook changed on this team? I mean, just a week ago, we spent the entire week talking about the trade deadline. And here's the first thing. Where are all the people who said they're not going to be able to do anything? They're not going to do anything. There were a lot of that. They're not getting Durant. They're not getting this. They're not getting that.
But we kind of heard that from the team, too. Guys not named Dunleavy and Lacob, Donnie, to a degree. Like, you can't fault them for the intel they thought they were getting.
No, I mean, they were hell-bent on making a deal, and they ended up making one, and it wasn't their first choice, and it probably wasn't their second choice.
Man.
But who knows? Maybe they stumbled upon the player that fits best with these guys. Maybe Butler is a better fit than Paul George or Markkanen, LaVine or Durant.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly is off to a good start through two games right now. All right, here's what we're going to do. Coming up on the 12 o'clock hour, which means we're going to be giving away a spot in Knockout with 95.7 The Game. You'll get to play on Chase Center's floor, same floor Steph Curry plays on. So that's coming up in the 12 o'clock hour. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a keyword sometime in that hour, and then later on you'll have an opportunity to call in and to win a spot in Knockout. Also, we're going to be giving away tickets during the crossover to the Friday night skills competition and also Saturday's practices at Oracle Arena. That's during the crossover. And then lastly, if you want to go to Vegas with $20,000 in your pocket, I'll tell you how in the 1 o'clock hour, because we got a lot of stuff going on. All right, what's coming up on The Game? It's brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment was also brought to you by the San Francisco International Airport.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5HourEnergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.